rest of the story. The World War was over. August 1945, a young Austrian couple, Franz Weber and his fiancée, Annie Liederkirke, took a motor trip through the Alps, southwest of once Nazi-occupied Innsbruck. The engine of their little Volkswagen strained as they drove up the Oats Valley to Lagenfeld and then turned onto the twisting, unpaved road that led precariously to the village of Greiss. At last, Franz and Annie had to leave their car to take a steep dirt path on foot up into the slopes. The alpine summer sun was warm on their faces, and yet in the shadows the air stung with a chill that reminded Franz of once upon a time, not so very long ago. As the two walked, the young man grew more pensive, his eyes occasionally probing the skies. It was as though he expected to find something there, if only the ghost of himself. In less than an hour, the couple stood atop the breathtaking Sulzthaler Ferner, a 10,000-foot glacial ridge. Franz turned to his betrothed and said, "We are close now." And indeed, within a few minutes more, he had located and uncovered that which he sought, that which he had so carefully concealed from the Nazis only 6 months before, the parachute. But this is the rest of the story. Late in the autumn of 1944, Franz Weber was a lieutenant in the 45th Infantry Division of Hitler's Wehrmacht. He was one of Hitler's soldiers. By December, he was a deserter. He came over to our side. Morally opposed to the Third Reich, he offered his services instead to us, to the Allies. An assignment was proposed, and it was a perilous one. He must parachute undetected into the mountains near Innsbruck and then move about the occupied territory incognito, aiding Allied spies and reporting vital information. This and more Franz Weber accomplished. In fact, the messages relayed during that mission made devastating American airstrikes against the Nazis possible. And yet of all of the dangers that young Franz encountered throughout his interminable weeks of spying, the one that would leave an everlasting impression on his mind was that parachute jump, because he'd had no time to train, and it was the first parachute jump he had ever made, and he'd made it from a treacherously low altitude, through impenetrable winter cloud cover. So blind was his B-24 flying that the props were actually fanning snow off the mountain peaks. He made it, and was gently carried to earth on the silken wings of that American parachute. So now you'll understand why Franz Weber, after Hitler and his perverted dream were dead, why Franz made that pilgrimage back up to the Sulzthaler Ferner, because the treasure he retrieved from the Alpine White and then presented to his fiancée was that same parachute that he had hidden in the mountains February last, the one that had drifted him safely home to Annie. The next month, September of 1945, the young couple you've just met in a mosque-domed church in a nearby town were married, and observers on the street, as the two emerged from the church as one, smiled at the beautiful bride, and several remarked admiringly about her wedding dress of white silk. Of course, you know where the material came from to create that elegantly significant silken gown, because you know the rest of the story.